Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Zion McCullen, Sam Houston University, used to be Sam Houston State. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football. And joining me to break down all these great players as Mr. McCullen plays the cornerback position is a gentleman. I don't have to say no more. Florida State royalty. Greatness. Started the tradition at Florida State. Watched them as I was a sophomore with my father back home watching the 1980 Orange Bowl. And I saw him come up and put that wood, as we say back in my hometown, the 901 on Billy Sims. And he got up and started saying this. I don't know what the words were. And he played 12 years in the National Football League. That's very, very special because you don't have a lot of players playing 12 years. He's been a mainstay here at 100 Yards Football for the last 2 years. He's been a blessing to me, an honor, and I'm great to bring his presence. Out of Delray Beach, Florida, he always want me to bring that up. He always want me to tell everybody on the national level, that's where all the great football players are. He gets upset, so let me say, South Florida and Delray Beach, the water is good down there.
Oh, yes, it
my is. Man, Mr. Bobby Butler. How you doing, sir?
Hey, that's a great day to be alive. Hey, we don't have long. We got about a week. And we're going to be up in the house. We're going to be up in the hizzle.
Yes, sir. And also, I always want to ask you questions right now, leading up to a week and a half. Mm-hmm. Take the fans. Take the people that's been watching 100 Yards Football. What was your mindset leading up a week and a half to the draft?
Well, you know,
back in 81,
that many years ago, what is that? 81? Is that 40 years ago? My goodness. Right. Well, 41 years ago. Matter of fact, that was 1981. It was a different day. I mean, the draft was not as promoted as it is today. All that hype. But within the players itself, there was a lot of hype. There's a lot of expectations. There's a lot of, you know, just unknowns that you don't know what's going to take place. And so it's a very exciting time. A lot of anxiety about this time of the year, you know, thinking you're going to go here, go there. And you know, it's amazing. I look at all these interviews these players take with these NFL teams. Pretty much the teams that interview you won't draft you. It'll be that team that never talks to you, right? They sitting back watching while everybody else is taking through the interview process.
Well, why do you think it's like that? Is that they don't want to give their hand and really you the player they want? Why does that happen so
much? Well, I think partly because a lot of times, you know, this is a poker game for teams, man. They don't want to show their hand, you know, or who they want to take and all that, like some other teams, right? So, I think it's just a poker game. I think it's a poker game. You know, you don't know who they want, you know, because you may be able to trade and all kinds of different things during that day. It's a business day, man. And so a lot of things can happen within the draft. So a lot of teams just want to be silent and keep their poker face on. And
not was you on campus during the draft? Was you in Tallahassee?
I was in Tallahassee. We had no New York, anything in no city where all the players got together. Everybody was either in their dorms, at home, or wherever they was, you know, I was in my apartment complex. Matter of fact, I was at my wife's apartment complex. I didn't want all that attention to come to my dorm. So everybody was, you know, knocking all my teammates. You have over 100 players on a Division I team. And, you know, there would be no peace over there. So I went to her apartment and slept the night.
So when you said that, was it just that week and a half living up to the draft, Bobby? Was it that you was running in the team and, hey, man, where you going? Hey, man, what team? Was that getting on your nerves? Or what?
Well, all of that. And what I learned, Vincent, the three previous years being in Florida was the players anticipating their draft. You know, where they would go and who they would go to, and they'll buy into what they're told. And then after the draft, they don't get drafted, or they get drafted lower than what they thought, higher than what they thought. And then next thing you know, they're crying and they're frustrated and they're mad. And so looking at that, I kept saying to myself, you know, everybody was telling me I was going to be a number one, but I kept saying, well, if I go in the top three rounds, I'll be happy with that, right? So I didn't want to hype myself up and be disappointed, right? I knew I was one of the best players in the country, but yet and still I was 155 pounds. So I didn't know how that thing was going to go with me.
And so basically, you already had expectations. You was going to be good if you was taken in the top three rounds. You was good. No question.
I would have been good in my mindset, right?
Right.
Now, if I would have passed the third round and the fourth rounder came, I would have been mad. And so I would have had that chip on my block, you know, which a small man we have anyway, because we always got to prove ourselves, right? You know, even
Bobby, you're not a small guy now. You about my height, my brother.
But not then. Hey, nothing counts now. It all counted back then. And so, Vincent, the thing was, you know, when you're small, even being a first rounder, when you get to camp, you got to show those guys in Atlanta or wherever you get drafted, hey, look, dude, I'm the real deal.
Yes, so sir.
You got to earn that respect all the time.
Yes, sir.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Well, let's talk about this gentleman is not small in stature.
Oh, no.
This is a 6'4 corner. Let's talk about what you like about Zion McCollum. Well, Sam Houston.
Let me tell you what I love about this guy. All right. First of all, before all the combines, before the Senior Bowl, before all that stuff took place, this man was predicted to go in the 7th round. All right. I want you to hear that now. The 7th round. And I have a big problem with that, you know, and probably because he played at Sam Houston University. He didn't play at Alabama. This same kid had played at Alabama, he wouldn't be looked at that way, right? So now, let's see how he progressed over the last couple months. He went to the NFL Combine, all right? He ran a 4.33 40-yard dash, which was the third among all corners. Now, he's 6'4", 200 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. He ran the, listen to this now, he ran the 4.33 40, which made him the third fastest corner at the combine. Then on his vertical jump, Vincent, which to me talks about explosion. He went 39 inches. That's a 40. That's a 40-inch vertical jump, basically.
We're talking about five slammer jammer then.
We're talking about all that. He can do, hey, listen, I've never seen this guy in person, but he can do anything he want to do with a basketball around the rim. I tell you that right now. And that was, that jump, that 39-inch vertical was the second among corners. Now follow me closely now. Then he ran the L cone drill, which some people call it the three cone drill. 6.48 seconds, which was number one amongst all positions at the combine. All right, so what he's doing is talking loud and saying everything. Talking loud and saying everything.
He putting it out there, Brother Butler.
He put it out there. But here's the one thing that I like. His 40 time was great, but he did something in the short shuttle. See, the short shuttle is the biggest indicator or really how fast and quick a player is, right? Because at the end of the day, football is not about your 100-yard dash speed or your 100-meter speed. It's about what you can do in 20 yards. That's football. Am I quick enough to move in these 20 yards, this lateral movement? Can I explode and get to the play? Now I want you to hear this now. All y'all who listen, in the short shuttle, this man ran the 3.94 seconds in the short shuttle, which is a greater indicator on his 40-yard dash time. So that 4.33 he ran in the 40, that means he can run faster than that. Good God Almighty. And then that short shuttle time was the number one shuttle time of all the positions. So the NFL Combine really helped this young man. And when you start talking about his premium size, dude, he was a three-time All-American at Sam Houston. He was an All-Conference 4 years at Sam Houston, right? He's got premium size. He's a leader on the team, team captain. You know, he's loaded with all the intangibles, Vincent. You know, he finished his career. Listen to this now. I know of only one college corner to finish his career with more interceptions. He had 13 interceptions in his college career. Now, we have seen a lot of corners that's projected to go in the first round that don't even have four career interceptions in their career. This dude got 13, six forced fumbles, and ladies and gentlemen, look at this. Vincent, we always talk about this, right? You and I. The better indicator of the interceptions is what? Pass defense, right? Because that's showing me he's there, he's knocking out balls. In his career, he's got 54 total pass defenses. Bruh, that's speaking to me loudly and clearly. All right? Bruh, I only know of one corner in the history, one corner who's had more interceptions in their career than this young man. And that's a guy out of the great Florida State University. Now, I know y'all ready for me to say prime time. It ain't prime time. It's one who statistically should be in the Hall of Fame. He just got a head coaching job somewhere. His name is T. Buck. We know him as Terrell Buckley. I don't know of a corner who had more interceptions in his career than T. Buck. Well, this young man here has 13, right? That says a lot, right? And so here's the thing I like about him. He's a tall, big corner. He's got adequate hips. And that's the indicator with a tall guy. How's he coming in and out of breaks? How's he changing direction? What is his hips like? How does he turn over when the guy goes deep on him? He's got adequate hips for a big corner, right? I don't expect him to be like a guy who's 5'8 anyway. He's adequate. But here's the thing, Vincent. Oh, this is the measurement for me with all corners. When we talk about feet, oh, he got pretty feet. Oh, he got pretty footwork. And he's fluid and fleet. We know he ran the 4.340. We know his short shuttle was 3.94. Dude, this dude is going to be a monster, right? His off coverage, being long, he's very patient and balanced. And what that means is when you're that big, Vincent, and you're balanced, you can come in and out of your breaks, right, as a tall corner. Hey, man, I like the way he uses length and size as in his advantage in trail technique. So what that means with his size, he can truly trail a receiver and still make the play. He can truly do that and still make the play, right? And so at the end of the day, Vincent, this guy is a monster in the room. You say what you want to say. He's a monster in the room. I like the way he explodes through the tacklers. When he come up to hit, Vincent, he coming. He's blowing up stuff. He's forcing fumbles. 6 forced fumbles. This guy, right? Now, here's the thing I like about him. Y'all always talk about this. In football, the more you can do, the better. So he's a corner. He's an outside corner. But I seen him play in the slot, Vincent. Remember, he's a 3.94 short shuttle, and he's a 4.340. He can play anywhere. Line him up anywhere. Slot, outside, wide. And here's what I like, because he's got a great football IQ, Vincent. This young man, it wouldn't surprise me if I see him on a team playing free safety, leading the whole secondary. Because he's got all the intangibles. He can play every spot. He can outrun everybody. He's bigger than everybody. Vincent, hey, listen, and he's a great special teams player. If you want to see an indicator of a guy's heart, put him out wide on the punt team as a gunner. When you got 2 people trying to keep him from getting the punter, mm-hmm. You can't stop him. He's Albert Shelley all over again. Y'all know Albert Shelley? Albert Shelley was one of my teammates with the Falcons. I haven't seen, they put 2 people out there on him. They put 3 people on Shelley. They can't stop him from getting to the punt, right? So this guy right here, Vincent, he's special. Now, let me tell you who he reminds me of. He reminds me of one of my classmates in the 1981 draft. You know, that, Vincent, by the way, you know, that was the best draft in the history of the league, right? He reminds me of a guy in the 81 draft because the draft was so deep. This young man didn't get drafted. But any day now, we're waiting to see him get his gold jacket. He played for a guy named Eddie Robinson. He played for an HBCU called Grambling. His name is Everson Walls. And ladies and gentlemen, he reminds me so much of Everson Walls. Why? He's tall. But he's Everson Walls with speed. Everson could run like this guy. But he's got the hands to make plays in the secondary. Hey, Vincent, they got this guy now. I mean, before the combine, he was going to barely get drafted. Now they got him going like in the 4th round. And I'm saying to all these NFL teams, I hope y'all listening. Falcons, are y'all listening? You might be able to get this guy in the 3rd round. He's going to be a great value to you. And Vincent, I love this young kid, man. I can't wait to see where he goes. Somebody's going to get a gem like a Everson Walls, like a Daron Cherry in my draft. All those Pro Bowlers went undrafted. But they end up being some of the best players in the National Football League.
When you talk about Mr. McCullen, he did his thing at Sam Houston. He got down.
Yes, he did.
And the one thing I like about him, Bobby, that you just brought up, the pass defenses, 54 in his career. That's telling me that young man is around the football a lot.
A lot.
A lot. He's got some nicknames out there. Some people call him the Seattle Seahawks, Richard Sherman, Brendan Browner. But I'm looking at the height. Bobby, you can help me out a little bit here. Bobby Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Jerry Holmes.
Jerry Holmes.
The young man out of Southern, by way of South Georgia, at Millie Blunt.
That's right.
Another man that has bought a ranch in Mississippi that should be in the Hall of Fame. Another Grambling great, Albert Lewis.
Sir.
All of them had one thing in common, 6'3 and above.
Above, that's right. That's right.
But they couldn't run like this guy, man.
That's what I'm saying.
And then today, you know, Bobby, I talked to a lot of people. So I've got a lot of friends from the state of Texas. So they wanted me to make sure that they say something in the water in Galveston at Ball High School when this young man played, the great Charles Alexander, Patrick Bates at Texas A&M.
Yes, sir.
Mike Holmes at Texas Southern, Casey Hampton at Texas, and the great Mike Evans right now that's doing his thing at Tampa Bay.
There you go.
They grew up in the same area with this young man and went to the same high school, Ball.
Yes, sir.
Man, as you say, Bobby, and when we off there, what's your famous words you always say, man? Give you a hint, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Midnight Star. What is your words, Bobby? He's a what, Bobby? Freakazoid.
Freakazoid. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This young man, he's going to be a great value, Bobby. No question about it, as you said, my brother.
Well, he's going to be a great value. And then it's really going to freak you guys out because he's got a twin brother that played with him at Sam Houston. He's a 6'3 safety. His oldest twin brother was born a couple minutes before him, right? And so it's going to be a special day in the McCollum family next week.
Galveston, Texas in the house. Water, it's something in the water, special.
In the water.
Final words about this young player and great player that's going to represent Sam Houston in the 2022 NFL draft, Mr. Bobby Buck.
The NFL draft, Vincent, is all about guys like Zion, right? It's all about guys like him. People who, with all this data, all this information, don't get it right, right? So here's what I say. Now, hear my words. When it comes to the NFL draft, you got a lot of people who are average players who go to the NFL combine and they run a fast 40 times and they elevate their grade. And then we don't hear about them 2 years from now because they were just average players in the first place who went out and worked on their speed. Here it is. This young man here is not an average football player. He's a great football player. He's an outstanding football player. And he went and showed his speed and showed his explosiveness. It showed his quickness. He showed everything, and he's a player. Hey, listen, they can bump this guy up to the first, second round, and I'm going to tell you what, I'll be happy because I think they got a gem. But, hey, I'm telling all you teams out there, I hope y'all listening, you will get a value in this young man by taking him before the fourth round. Take him in the second or third round. He's going to add a lot of value to your squad.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Joining me, as always, it's an exciting time, a week and a half. But as I said, it's a blessing. And think about this. If you would have told me, and I'm 61 years old, be 62 in July, I would be talking to a guy that was a former first-round pick that played at a high level at Florida State. I would have looked at you like you lost your mind. I looked at you like you was insane. But see, when you do what's right, you follow the path of God.
Amen.
Righteousness follow you, man.
Amen.
And I'm blessed among measures.
Amen.
I don't have much, but I got a lot. I'm talking about this great draft with this great man right here. That listen to my people out there. This is not nobody that's out there trying to pretend. Somebody out there thinking. This guy, as he just said, I kind of disagree with my 83 draft is to me the best. But the 81 draft, all those great players, this guy was a first-round pick. Ronnie Lott, George Rogers.
Mm.
Some people arguably say the greatest linebacker, Lawrence Taylor.
Mm.
Hugh Green, not just Mississippi finest.
Mm.
Dennis Smith.
Mm.
Mayor Owens out of Michigan.
Mm.
So many great players in that draft, man. And this gentleman is doing this with 100 Yards Football. We are blessed among measures one more time. Thank you. And to our producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. He's done a very outstanding job today. Babyface Nelson, that I call him.
Babyface.
He's like a baby. So my final words about Mr. Zion McCollum. You know, he got down to Sam Houston. So it's like that great band out of Oakland, California, by the name of Tony Tone. Yo, a day in the life of a player. I'm just a stubborn kind of fellow with a head like a brick. And just because I drink that eighth, they say I'm hopeless. But I don't give a care. So I blame it on the locust. I'm going to get down tonight. Get down. Tony Tone and this gentleman right here, he's going to get down in the National Football League.
It feels good. Yeah.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, we surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Thank you again to the legend, 12-year vet, first round pick in 81 draft, Mr. Bobby Butler from Delray Beach, Florida, South Florida finest. And one more time to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, thank you for this morning, your patience, your caring, and ability to work through us through some hard times this morning. That's why we're very blessed to have you, young man. West Georgia in the house, by way of Alexander High School, Mr. Logan Landis. Man, we could talk for hours, but thank you. The draft is coming up, baby, in Las Vegas.
Can't wait.
A week from Thursday. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.